Exodus chapter 9. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh and tell him, 'This is what the Lord says, the God of the Hebrews. Let my people go, that they may worship me. For if you refuse to let them go, and continue to hold them, the hand of the Lord will strike your livestock with a severe plague that are in the field, the horses, donkeys, camels, herds, and flocks. But the Lord will make a distinction between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of Egypt, and nothing that belongs to the Israelites will die.' Then the Lord set a time, saying, 'Tomorrow the Lord will do this in the land.' The Lord did this on the next day, and all the livestock of Egypt died, but from the Israelite livestock not one died. Then Pharaoh sent and found out that not even one of the livestock of the Israelites died, but the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go. So the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, 'Take handfuls of soot from a furnace, and let Moses throw it into the air in the sight of Pharaoh. It will become fine dust all over the land of Egypt, and will cause boils to break out on both man and animals throughout all the land of Egypt.' So they took soot from the furnace and stood before Pharaoh. Then Moses threw it into the air, and it caused festering boils to break out on both man and animals. The magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, for the boils had broken out on the magicians as well as on all the Egyptians. But the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he would not listen to them, just as the Lord had predicted to Moses. Now the Lord said to Moses, 'Get up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh, and say to him, "This is what the Lord says, the God of the Hebrews: Let my people go, that they may worship me. For I will this time send all my plagues on you yourself, your servants, and your people, so that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth. For by now I could have stretched out my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence, and destroyed you from off the earth. But for this reason I have raised you up, to show you my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. But are you still exalting yourself against my people, and will not let them go? Take note, tomorrow, about this time, I will cause a very severe hailstorm, like has never been in Egypt since the day it was founded until now. So quickly send your livestock and all that you have in the field into a safe place, for every man and animal that is left in the field and not brought home, the hail will come down on them and they will die.' Pharaoh's servants, who feared the word of the Lord, hustled his servants and his livestock into the houses. But those who had no regard for the word of the Lord left his servants and his livestock in the field. Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Stretch out your hand toward the sky, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, on man and animal, and on every plant of the field throughout the land of Egypt.' So Moses stretched out his staff toward the sky, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and lightning fell on the earth. So the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail and lightning flashing with it. It was so severe that there had never been anything like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. The hail struck down everything in the field in the land of Egypt, both man and animal. The hail also struck every plant of the field, and even shattered every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the Israelites were, there was no hail. Then Pharaoh sent and summoned Moses and Aaron, and said to them, 'I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wrong. Plead with the Lord, for there has been enough of these mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go. You need stay no longer.' Then Moses said to him, 'As soon as I am got out of the city, I will spread my hands out to the Lord. The thunder will cease, and there will be no more hail, so that you may know that the earth is the Lord's. But as for you and your servants, I know that you still do not fear the Lord God.' Now the flax and the barley were destroyed, for the barley had formed ears, and the flax was in bloom. But the wheat and emmer were not destroyed because they grow later. Then Moses left Pharaoh, went out of the city, and spread his hands out to the Lord. And the thunder and hail ceased, and the rain no longer poured down on the earth. When Pharaoh saw that the rain, hail, and thunder had ceased, he and his servants sinned once again and hardened his heart. So the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the Israelites go, just as the Lord had predicted through Moses.